Recording in progress.
We'll call to order this Monday, June 12th, hearing before the Seattle Hearing Examiner. My name is Ryan Vansel. I'm the Hearing Examiner. We'll be presiding at today's proceeding. We're here for the consolidated case numbers of LS 21002, 003, and 004. I'll ask the party representatives to introduce yourselves at this time, starting with the city.
Good morning, Lorna Stapp-Tabescu, representing the Seattle Office of Labor Standards in the City of Seattle.
Thank you. And for LS 21002, Baja Concrete?
I am sorry, Trina Friedensu for the city.
I'm sorry, let's go back. We have another counsel for the city as well?
Yes, Trina Friedensu.
All right. And each of you, as you state your name, if you could also spell it for the record, that'd be helpful. We're getting your name on the record. Again, LS21002 Baja Concrete.
Alex Larkin, A-L-E-X-L-A-R-K-I-N, and Mark Kimball, M-A-R-K-K-I-M-B-A-L-L, Baja.
And for LS21003 New Way.
Nicole Wolf in New Way Forming. My name is spelled N-I-C-O-L-E. Last name, W-O-L-F-E.
And for LS21004, Child.
Counsel for Mr. Machado sent the hearing examiner an email this morning stating that they did not receive the Zoom link for the hearing.
I didn't get that. I will send it.
All right. Sending that to them now. Phone number. Send it. We're sending that information to him now. Anyone on the line now who is not a party representative, meaning that you're representing a party if you're the attorney or such, please mute your microphone and turn off your camera.
This is the Spanish. This is one of the two Spanish interpreters contracted for this proceeding, and the interpreter would like to know what part does need to be interpreted and what modality will be. The interpreter apologizes for.
No, thank you for your question. I intended to resolve that with counsel, and one of them is not here yet.
Okay, so do you wish the interpreter to turn off her microphone or anything? I am here.
Interpreters can keep their microphones on. I'll just wait until the representative for Machado can appear.
Thank you. Spanish interpreter again.
Yes,
the last instruction that was given was for all parties not being called yet to turn off their cameras. Is that so?
That is correct. At this point, I understand we have individuals who may not have understood the instruction, and it was purely for purposes of operation with the Zoom. And so until we have counsel present, I will not ask that we interpret or everyone follow my directions until we get there. We'll probably go to a break soon.
Okay.
But thank you for checking.
Just let the interpreter know what needs to be interpreted.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, we will do that shortly. Any connection?
Yes.
They're coming.
They're coming.
Okay.
Your Honor, I believe Mr. McKenzie or Mr. Machado is on.
Yes, that's right. Good morning, Your Honor. I've been here a few minutes. I had a little bit of trouble getting in. I apologize.
All right. We're just doing introductions now for party counsel. Please state your name and spell it for the record.
My name is Alan McKenzie, A-L-L-E-N-M-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E. With the Rock Law Group, we represent Antonio Machado.
Thank you. This time I want to ask council representatives, what is the intended use of the interpreters for the hearing? Is it necessary? Are you looking to have them have the entire hearing interpreted for them, which will double the time we're here for hearing? It was not arranged at the pre-hearing conference, would have helped. And we're happy to have interpreters here. We want to make sure we can do that, but we need to do that in an efficient way with a six-day hearing. What was the intended use for the interpreters?
Yes, so Lorna Staten Sylvester from the city. The intended use of the interpreter was for the Spanish-speaking witnesses for the testimony.
All right. Is anyone needing interpretation of the hearing to them during it? I see a lot of people here watching. We can provide those services. What I will not do is have the entire hearing interpreted, because then I will have to. We'll have to break it up very slowly for the interpreters. Is anyone intending that use or would want that? We can make arrangements in a chat room. We can get the interpreter on a phone for those individuals. That there's no need for that interpretation to be on the record.
No, the simple court directions as far as them being on standby to testify would be helpful, but then we would only need the interpreter for the testimony.
Yeah, and Your Honor, I think only one person will be testifying at any given time in Spanish, and the others frankly shouldn't be present because they're going to be testifying, you know, subsequently.
All right. I know that there's a motion to try to exclude presence. We'll address motions later. I'm not addressing that at this time. The inherent function of Zoom is that only one person can speak at a time. All right. I have a Ms. Gutierrez, and is there another interpreter as well?
Good morning, Your Honor. My name is Alfred Santos. I am an interpreter.
Mr. Santos, is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. All right, I will swear in the interpreters at this time. Ms. Gutierrez?
Good morning, Your Honor.
I'm Gutierrez.
I'm a Washington State Court certified Spanish interpreter. I am permanently sworn with the AOC. My oath is on file with the AOC.
Very good.
And my name is Alfred Santos.
Okay, Mr. Santos, please hold. Mr. Santos, please hold. I'm going to do you one at a time. Doing Ms. Gutierrez first. Ms. Gutierrez, do you swear or affirm to the best of your ability you will make a true interpretation of these proceedings, which participants can understand, and repeat a participant's statements for the record in English?
I do.
And you've already stated your credentials. Please restate and spell your name for the record.
For the record, Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Gutierrez, G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z, Washington State Court Certified Spanish Interpreter, permitted sworn by the AOC, also filed with AOC.
Thank you. We'll go to Mr. Santos now. Please state your name for the record.
For the record, my name is Alfred Santos. I am a Washington State Certified Court Interpreter, permanently sworn, and record of this is on file with the AOC.
Okay. I'll swear you in for this hearing. You can't be pre-sworn. Do you swear or affirm that to the best of your ability that you make a true interpretation of these proceedings, which participants can understand, and repeat participants' statements for the record in English?
I do.
And please restate your name and spell it for the record.
For the record, my name is Alfred Santos, A-L-F-R-E-D, or last name Santos, S-A-N-T-O-F, and I am a Washington State Court certified interpreter, permanently sworn in by the AOC.
Very good. And just to confirm, Ms. Gutierrez and Mr. Santos, you are, we will be functioning in tandem. One will interpret at a time, and you're here to give each other breaks. Is that correct?
This is Spanish interpreter Gutierrez speaking. Yes, Your Honor, the way we normally proceed, we will have an ongoing chat on WhatsApp. And then we will normally split up we'll establish 15, 20 minutes and help each other out with terminology and so on as a team. Will we work? Is that, Mr. Santos, is that your understanding?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Interpreters have been sworn in. I'll now make a statement with regard to use of interpreters, please, and I will take appropriate breaks so you can provide interpretation.
Muy bien, los intérpretes han sido juramentados. Haré una declaración acerca del uso de los intérpretes, brindando las pausas apropiadas.
Use of interpreters for the hearing today is intended for witness testimony. It is not intended for witnesses to receive interpretation throughout the hearing.
Esos intérpretes para la audiencia de hoy están aquí para interpretar el testimonio de los testigos, no están aquí para el beneficio de los testigos, para la totalidad de la audiencia.
Participants working with interpreters will be coordinated and asked to appear as witnesses by the attorneys they are working with.
Participantes trabajando con los intérpretes serán coordinados y organizados con los abogados que están utilizando a cada participante como testigo.
At this time, the hearing examiner will complete his preamble for the case.
En este momento, el examinador de la audiencia completará el preámbulo del caso.
Following the completion of the preamble, interpretation will stop until witnesses are called.
Al terminar el preámbulo, la interpretación terminará hasta que los testigos sean llamados.
Anyone who is not an attorney or a representative for a party should turn off your camera and turn off your microphone.
Cualquier persona que no sea un abogado ni un representante para una parte deben apagar su cámara y apagar su micrófono.
Anyone who didn't get that, you need to mute them. All right, I'll proceed with my completing the introduction then. The matter to be heard today involves an appeal and a final order by the Office of Labor Standards in this hearing examiner consolidated cases LS21002, LS21003, and LS21004.
Your Honor, this is the governor speaking. Did that require interpretation?
Yes, ma'am. I will. Yes.
Can you please repeat for interpretation?
Yes, ma'am. I am going to finish my preamble, and I will require that be interpreted. And so, restating, the matter to be heard today involves an appeals of a final order by the Office of Labor Standards. These are consolidated cases.
Los asuntos aquí, el asunto aquí involucra apelaciones relativas a las órdenes finales establecidas por la Oficina de Estándares Laborales que involucra una consolidación de casos. Thank you.
Case numbers are LS21002.
Número de causas son OS21002.
LS21003.
OS21003.
LS21004. The hearing is conducted pursuant to the Seattle Municipal Code, Chapter 14, the Administrative Code, and the Hearing Examiner Rules of Practice and Procedure.
La audiencia está siendo sostenida conforme al Código Municipal de Seattle, Capítulo 14, el Código Administrativo. Can you please repeat that part for the examiner?
Yes, the Administrative Code and the Hearing Examiner Rules of Practice and Procedure.
El Código Administrativo y las reglas procesales de examinación y de audiencia establecidas.
Proceedings are recorded.
Los procedimientos están siendo grabados.
And we are all participating via Zoom.
Y todos estamos participando vía Zoom.
I will briefly go over the Zoom protocols you all should have received in advance.
Brevemente revisaré los procedimientos de Zoom antes de que procedamos de antemano.
It is essential that all participants only one speak at a time.
Es esencial que de todos los participantes solo uno hable a la vez.
Please quiet all background noise in your location.
Por favor, asegúrense de silenciar todo el ruido que haya en el trasfondo donde ustedes se encuentren ubicados.
Please mute your phones.
Por favor, apaguen sus teléfonos.
And ensure that any others in the room are either removed or necessary, if they're necessary to the hearing, quiet.
Y asegúrense que las otras personas que se encuentren en su habitación, ya sean removidas o si son necesarias para la audiencia, que se mantengan en silencio.
You may be broadcasting from your home or home office.
Ustedes pueden estar proyectando desde su casa o desde la oficina de su domicilio.
However, please keep in mind, this is a quasi-judicial forum.
Pero, sin embargo, mantengan presente que este es un foro quasi-judicial.
And behave with due regard and respect to each other and the forum as if you were here in the hearing room.
Y compórtense con el debido respeto entre ustedes y la consideración entre ustedes y respecto al foro, tal como si se encontraran aquí presentes.
At times, the signal can be disrupted in the Zoom connection.
Ocasionalmente, la señal puede estar interrumpida por la conexión de Zoom.
During the hearing, you may see for me swear in a witness from time to time, and I will raise my hand at those moments.
Durante la audiencia, ustedes podrán ver que yo juramento a un testigo y que levante mi mano para ello.
Otherwise, if I am not swearing in a witness, at any time I am raising my hand, I am indicating that I cannot hear you when you are testifying.
De otra manera, si estoy levantando mi mano y no estoy juramentando un testigo, estoy indicando que no puedo escucharlos.
Anyone else who cannot hear someone speaking or testifying is invited to do the same. Please raise your hand, indicating you cannot hear the speaker.
Cualquier otra persona que no pueda escuchar o alguna otra persona que esté hablando, por favor, haga lo mismo. Levante la mano para indicar que no los pueden escuchar.
Any speaker that sees the individuals raising their hand, please pause. The connection reconnects quickly, usually, and then we ask you to restate what you said during the disconnection so you're on the record again.
Cualquier persona que esté hablando, por favor, pause. La conexión se restablece rápidamente y luego le pedimos que vuelva a repetir lo que se dijo durante la interrupción de la conexión.
We do have an open public line, and I see that we have other observers with us today.
Tenemos una línea abierta al público y vemos que tenemos otras personas que están actuando como observadores aquí hoy.
Please keep in mind this is not an open public meeting or opportunity to speak. unless you are a representative of a party or are invited as a witness to speak. Do not jump in and just start speaking at any time.
Por favor, mantenga presente que esta no es una reunión, un evento abierto al público, con la habilidad de poder hablar, a no ser que ustedes sean representantes de una parte o estén convidados o citados como testigos. Por favor, no sientan que pueden interrumpir y hablar.
The audio of the hearing is part of the official record.
El audio de la audiencia es parte del registro oficial.
The video is not.
El video no lo es.
Therefore, the parties should keep in mind that when witnesses testify, they should be speaking in such a manner that a listener could understand.
Por lo tanto, las partes deben mantener presente que cuando los testigos están testificando, deben hablar de modo tal que con su verbalización estén expresando lo que desean expresar.
This is important with regard to two aspects that are common with regard to the use of Zoom that are different for the record.
Esto es importante con relación a dos aspectos que son relevantes en cuanto al uso de Zoom.
First, anyone may use share screen, and I encourage you to do so for exhibits, but no one is required to.
Your Honor, this is the interpreter. Can you please repeat for me, sir?
Yes. First, anyone may use the function share screen, but is not required to.
Primero, cualquier persona puede utilizar la función de compartir la pantalla, pero no está requerido hacerlo.
If you were testifying and describing an item on the shared screen, please, again, remember to do so in a manner for someone who could not see the screen.
Si usted está testificando y está describiendo un artículo, un objeto en la pantalla compartida, por favor, recuerde hacerlo de modo tal que una persona que no esté mirando la pantalla compartida pueda entenderlo.
Second, do not use the chat function.
Segundo, no utilice la función de chat.
All right, moving on. All testimony in today's hearing will be taken under oath or affirmation.
Siguiendo todo el testimonio en la audiencia de hoy, será tomado bajo juramento o afirmación.
Following testimony of a witness, the opposing sides may ask questions of those witnesses.
Siguiendo el testimonio de los testigos, la parte oponente puede hacerle preguntas a ese testigo.
Question for party representatives.
Pregunta para los representantes de las partes.
Have the parties discussed order of presentation?
Han discutido las partes el orden de la presentación.
Somewhat. We have some witnesses in common.
Un poco. Tenemos algunos testigos en común.
This is more or less of us.
Does the city expect to go first? Let me ask that first.
Yes.
Okay.
This is the interpreter speaking, Your Honor. Does Your Honor require this to be interpreted?
Please.
¿Desea la ciudad proceder primero? La respuesta de la señora Silvestre fue sí.
Your Honor, if I may, this is Alex Larkin. So all counsel had a call a couple of weeks ago, and my understanding was that we're going to have, as Lorna said, the city will present their case first, but that we would all take the opportunity on cross-examination to hopefully avoid having to recall a lot of the same witnesses later when we present our respective cases.
Señoría, si me permite, yo soy el licenciado Mark. This is the interpreter speaking. This is for clarification on the attorney's name, Mark Kibble.
Alex Larkin.
Alex Larkin. Este es el abogado Larkin. Los abogados tuvimos una conversación telefónica la semana pasada y la decisión fue que la ciudad iba a presentar su caso inicialmente y las partes
iban a aprovechar el fondo interrogatorio para utilizar el testigo, para no tener que cubrir a los testigos nuevamente y así economizar el tiempo.
Thank you, Mr. Larkin. After I finish my preamble, we will discuss full party coordination of witnesses.
Your Honor.
Gracias, señor Larkin. Después de que yo termine mi preámbulo, discutiremos la coordinación de los testigos.
Your Honor, this is Alan McKenzie. I'll just add that we also discussed calling the witnesses who required the interpreter first so as to make efficient use of the interpreter's time.
Señoría, licenciado McKenzie, también pediría llamar a los testigos que requieren interpretación primeramente para aprovechar así el recurso de la interpretación.
Thank you, Mr. McKenzie. We'll address all other witness matters after my preamble so we can move through it a little faster.
Gracias, señor McKenzie. Tendremos las cuestiones relativas de interpretación después de mi preámbulo para proceder con más agilidad.
Following our initial procedural matters of witness organization.
Siguiendo nuestras cuestiones iniciales de procedimiento, organización de testigos.
And pre-hearing motion, addressing pre-hearing motions.
Y atendiendo los pedimentos previos a la audiencia.
Each party will be offered an opportunity to make a short opening statement, if you wish.
Cada parte tendrá la oportunidad de hacer una declaración de apertura breve, si así lo desea.
And then we'll proceed with cases in chief.
Y luego procederemos con la presentación principal del caso.
Following the close of the record for the hearing.
Siguiendo el cierre de las actas para la audiencia.
I will issue a written decision that all parties will receive a copy of.
Yo emitiré una decisión por escrito que todas las partes recibirán.
At this time, are there any questions about the use of Zoom for the hearing?
En este momento, ¿hay alguna pregunta acerca del uso de Zoom o de la audiencia?
None from the city.
Nada de parte de la ciudad.
Hearing none, I assume everyone's ready to proceed with the use of Zoom.
You are ready to bring these for petition?
Hearing none, I assume everyone is ready to proceed with the use of Zoom.
Al no escuchar ninguna, asumo que todos estamos listos para proceder con el Zoom.
Are there any procedural questions at this time, aside from the ones that we will be addressing via witness order and motions?
Existe alguna cuestión procesal que tengamos que atender aparte del orden de los testigos y los pedimentos que vamos a escuchar previos a la audiencia?
Yes, Your Honor. Of course, we're all aware that the hearing starts at 9 a.m. each day. Can you let us know what the ending time or break time, lunch break time, is generally the hours of the hearing each day?
Sí, señoría, todos sabemos que la audiencia empieza a las 9 de la mañana todos los días. ¿Nos puede decir cuál va a ser las horas de las pausas, de receso, las horas de almuerzo?
Yes, Mr. Larkin.
Sí, señor Larkin.
Each day will end at 5 p.m. We take 3 breaks each day.
Tomamos 3 pausas cada día.
1 mid-morning break.
Una media mañana.
At approximately between 10 and 11 a.m.
Aproximadamente entre las 10 y las 11 de la mañana.
Lunchtime, midday, approximately noon or later.
El almuerzo al mediodía, aproximadamente a las 12 o poco después.
And an afternoon break, about 3 p.m. or between 3 and 4.
Y un receso en la tarde, a las 3 de la tarde, o entre las 3 y las 4.
The break, morning and afternoon breaks, are approximately 15 minutes.
Un receso eso de la media mañana y de la tarde son aproximadamente de 15 minutos.
Specific timing of the breaks is determined by where we are with the witness at the time.
Las pausas específicas de los recesos dependerán de donde nos encontremos con los testigos en la ocasión.
Any other procedural questions?
Yes, ¿tiene alguna pregunta procesal? Sí, su señoría.
Yes, Your Honor. This is Mark Kimball for Obama Concrete.
Mark Kimball, the Obama Concrete.
And I had a prior commitment that will require my leaving the proceedings today at about 4 o'clock. Mr. Larkin will be head counsel or lead counsel in this matter.
Y yo tenía una cita previa que va a requerir que me salga de esta cita a las 4, pero el señor Larkin se va a encargar.
And I just wanted to make sure that was okay with the board.
Quería estar seguro que el foro lo aceptaba.
Thank you. I leave it to co-counsel to coordinate your schedule. As long as we have a representative presence, that's fine.
Okay, dejo que su compañero abogado coordine todo eso con tal de que tengamos un abogado.
Any other procedural issues?
Gracias.
Very good. With that, I think we can end the interpretation. Let's move to addressing our other procedural matters before we get to cases in chief. Mr. McKenzie indicated that interpreter use was to be directed at the opening witnesses for the city. I guess I'm not sure which witnesses the interpreters are to be used for. Are those all city witnesses, or do other parties have those as well? Are you suggesting taking witnesses out of order from other parties, putting them during the city's time to put them during interpreter time, what are you all thinking with that?
Lorna Sylvester for the city. We have several workers who were subpoenaed by both parties, and so it was the city's intent to call the employees who all require interpreters, and then the other parties would be able to do their direct examination after the city's direct and then cross. So all that right. We would handle one witness for the city. It would be direct examination from the city and direct examination from any other party that subpoenaed that person. And we complete all testimony for that witness at the time that they're on the stand, at the time that the city calls them. So technically, they'll be called out of order in that we're not waiting until the end of the city's case to call them back for the other parties that subpoenaed them. But we all talked about that and thought it would be the best use of the court's time, the interpreter's time, and the witness's time.
Thank you, Ms. Felster. So two things that I'll try to address that you indicated. This will be true for any witness, regardless of whether an interpreter is needed or not. If the first party calling a witness on direct that is also a direct witness for other parties, all other parties will address that witness at that time on direct. It's typically how we handle it. It works very well. This is regardless of whether an interpreter is needed. If you all have this overlapping witnesses, typically we everyone who's got them on direct does direct. If there's parties that just have them on cross, they go next, and then the parties who had them on direct get a sort of cross redirect opportunity, as it were. That seems to usually pick it up two rounds. But if something comes up, I'll entertain that at the time. The other item then involves the interpreter. So the first item I mentioned, that can happen at any time during this hearing. It's possible that we get through the city and we have the first appellant has a witness that hasn't been called direct by the city, but the other appellants are calling them on direct, that individual would be on direct by just the appellants at that time, for example. Any witness called by the city that is on direct by others will be addressed at that time, on direct by all parties. Back to interpretation, which I think is a bit distinct. City, is your plan to call everyone who needs interpretation first as your witnesses? Did I understand that from you, Ms. Sylvester?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So we'll address each witness at a time when they come up, who's got them on direct, who's on cross, etc. But I understand that the interpreters, and this is useful for the interpreters to know, will be going with them first with all of those witnesses, and that'll be starting today. Any other questions about witness presentation before we get into that? I guess I do have a question. Once we finish with the city, have appellants discussed order for Baja, New Way, and Machado?
Yes, we have not discussed that.
Okay. If you go Baja, New Way, Machado in order, is that work?
Works for Baja, yes.
Yes, that works for New Way.
Works for Machado. I don't think that there are very many witnesses that are not on the city's list, actually. But
perfect. Okay. And I'll
throw in. One key witness we will call is Mercedes de Armand, and she, it appears, is not available this week, so we would be calling her. Likely would be Tuesday of next week.
Okay. And we can address witness availability and people coming out of order when we get to that, but. Know that the order that I've just identified for you is how you're set in my mind now for opening statements, cross-examination, and case presentation as well. So I'll try to be approaching it in that manner unless we get out of, unless it's not appropriate under the circumstances if you have somebody on direct or cross, as it were. All right, we've addressed the witness matter. Now we have a stack of pre-hearing motions. These came in at the end of last week. What we will do first is take a recess for the examiner to review motions, and we will return in 20 minutes at 5 minutes to the hour. It is currently approximately 9:40. We'll return at 10 on the hour, and at that time I hope to make a ruling on most of the motions. If I need oral argument, I will ask for it at that time. Thank you. We'll go off the record for now.
Recording stopped.
Okay.